AVS Media Demo.
Planning and Zoning Commission for January 16th, 2025. And so this will be the public comments portion of the meeting. Is there anybody out there?
AVS Media Demo.
That you'd like to bring before the commission at this time?
I want to say thank you all.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
AVS Media Demo.
All right. With no public comments, we'll go ahead and close that portion of the meeting. We'll move on to the consent agenda, approval of the minutes from the regularly called planning and zoning meetings on July 18th, 2024, August 8th, 2024, a workshop, September 19th, 2024, a workshop, September 26th, 2024,
AVS Media Demo,
October 11th, 2024, a workshop. Does anybody have any comments or changes or anything with
AVS Media Demo
consent agenda? All right. So do I have a motion to...
I move that we approve all the said forth minutes.
Okay.
AVS Media Demo.
All right, having completed the consent agenda, we'll move on to the regular agenda items. First would be the oath of office for the newly appointed members.
AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, all in favor say
aye.
Aye. Okay, the ayes have it. Regular agenda items, we'll move on to 4A, oath of office.
AVS Media Demo.
George Frickney and Brian Maples.
If you guys would come up here.
AVS Media Demo.
Just hold your right hand. I state your name.
Aye, George Maples.
Do you solemnly swear.
AVS Media Demo.
I swear.
That I will faithfully execute the duties.
That I will faithfully execute the duties
of the office of
AVS Media Demo
Commission of the City of Plano.
Of the office of the Commissioner of the Planning and Zoning Committee
AVS Media Demo
of the State of Texas and of the City of Plano.
And of the City of Plano.
Will to the best of my ability.
AVS Media Demo.
Preserve,
protect,
and defend the Constitution.
And the laws of the United States and of this state.
AVS Media Demo.
So help me God.
Anyone
welcome. Thank you. Okay. All right, guys, can you just
sign
right here?
So actually,
AVS Media Demo.
Just need to sign George there, okay. Brian here.
You're going to do that prior to the
AVS Media Demo.
Okay.
Oh, we even have a photographer here. How special.
AVS Media Demo.
We're good, yeah.
This is a big deal. He's my brother from another mother.
AVS Media Demo.
And we'd like to welcome our new members, George and Brian. So welcome on board. I'm looking forward to working with you. And then, so we'll move on to agenda item 4B.
AVS Media Demo.
Officers.
Ready?
Right, ready.
I would like to nominate John Osborne as our chair.
Second.
AVS Media Demo.
All right, hearing the first and second, will all in favor say?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All right. And the ayes have it.
AVS Media Demo.
We're electing also...
A vice chair,
and that's it. Okay. Okay. At this time, we will take nominations for
AVS Media Demo,
Planning and Zoning Commission. Other nominations.
Julie, do you want it?
Not really.
AVS Media Demo.
But I could.
Do something.
Okay, then I will.
Okay.
Accept the offer.
Julie Ireland as vice.
AVS Media Demo.
I'll second that nomination.
Thank you.
All right. And then all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, ayes have it. And that would be
AVS Media Demo.
Completion of our regular agenda items 4A and B. And then I'm gonna allow Diana to have the floor just for a second.
AVS Media Demo.
The roles for our new members.
Amy asked me the other day.
AVS Media Demo.
To kind of explain a little bit about planning and zoning for our new guys. I don't want
AVS
to
Media Demo.
Not, I promise you we won't hurt you. So you must have passed it down. Who doesn't have it? Okay, we good?
We're good.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you?
AVS yeah. Media Demo.
What Amy just gave you was the land use chart, and it's
pretty easy to understand, and I'm going to go over the
AVS Media Demo
from Lano. And I want to point out that for those of us, and I'm sure all of us, have ridden through the streets of Kingsland.
AVS Media Demo.
The difference between Lano and Kingsland is planning and zoning and the enforcement of zoning laws, and it makes a huge difference.
AVS Media Demo.
Residential districts, I have outlined everything here for you on this one here, Brian. We have four.
AVS Media Demo.
And they, for some reason, were set up mostly due to lot size. SF1 has
AVS Media Demo.
A 10,000 square foot lot, which is a quarter of an acre, so you can kind of picture it. SF2, minimum lot size is 8,000.
AVS Media Demo.
Which is the smallest, and that's 5,000. So those are the residential districts. And I'm not going to confuse you by telling you
AVS Media Demo.
SF2 designations that are on big lots. We just won't even go there right now. It's just the way it is.
AVS Media Demo.
On the land use chart that Amy just gave you, at the top, where you have all of the different
AVS Media Demo
designations, starting with ag. George, see this one?
Bigger.
Okay. AVS Media ag. Demo.
The name says it all. Usually larger acreage with a few additional uses not found in the residential neighborhoods, such
AVS Media Demo.
Large antennas, kennels, stables, that sort of thing. And of course, residential is also perfectly acceptable in ag.
AVS Media Demo.
And yes. Just something to add on ag too is when the city annexes a piece of land, it's usually by
AVS Media Demo.
Ag until we come up until it's zoned
to different. Until we do something with it. It's kind of a holding, in a holding pattern.
Yeah.
Okay. So AVS Media Demo.
This district was created several years ago. It's a special district way up at the south end of Ford Street, where 71.
AVS Media Demo.
What that did was allow low traffic businesses to set up.
AVS Media Demo.
Office was the first one that went in there. It's entirely appropriate. It is an SF1 neighborhood, but the
AVS Media Demo.
Optical store across the street from her. Very low traffic, entirely appropriate. GR is general residence.
AVS Media Demo.
For apartments, condos, triplexes, which multiples, only multiples. Nothing else can go in there. You cannot have
AVS Media Demo.
GR. There is precious little GR left. So we're kind of working on that. The next one is office medical.
AVS Media Demo.
Hospital to allow businesses in support of the hospital. There was an ambulance service. There was a medical supply store.
AVS Media Demo.
Cafes and restaurants all supporting the hospital. Office medical is one of our, I think, most permissive.
AVS Media Demo.
Almost anything goes. Almost. Okay.
As we know.
Yeah. So, okay, the next one is retail.
AVS Media Demo.
Encompasses the length of Ford Street. It's a commercial district with a few restrictions on the types of businesses.
AVS Media Demo.
We don't want anything ugly. Outdoor storage, that sort of thing.
AVS Media Demo.
Introduction into Lano. So it is retail, it's basically it's commercial, but it's with restrictions. The northern business
AVS Media Demo
north of the bridge. It's mostly commercial. Residential is also perfectly acceptable up there.
AVS Media Demo
is right around the courthouse square. Everything that you see here is all central.
Is that the same as Main Street?
AVS Media Demo.
I know it's the same general area, but I don't know if it's exactly.
No, we don't.
It's not synonymous with Main Street, but there are portions
AVS
of Main
Media
Street
Demo.
In the central business district.
Yeah,
I should know that, but
it's not defined in our zoning.
The commercial districts, once again.
AVS Media Demo.
You're going to find those on the highway corridors, mostly 29 commercial. Other things are okay in commercial.
AVS Media Demo.
Such as residential is perfectly okay in commercial. All of this stuff is going to be on your land use chart. We'll go over that in a second.
AVS Media Demo.
You can find these properties mostly to the north of town. They've been set aside for industrial development.
AVS Media Demo.
Manufacturing of, that hopefully someday will come in and just, you know, kind of provide jobs for now. But it's that property is held.
AVS Media Demo.
Designated districts in hopes that someday we can get to use it. The last category on your chart is
AVS Media Demo.
Ford Street. And this will kind of clue you in as to what is allowed in the retail district, which is Ford Street.
AVS Media Demo.
Few uses that are okay in retail and commercial, but are not okay on Ford Street because of the impression.
AVS Media Demo.
Anything in that category is, if it's got a little dot, you can do it on Ford Street. If it's blank, there is no way, ever.
AVS Media Demo.
On this land use chart, if you want to go across, just pick out a category.
AVS Media Demo.
Overlay district, and you just go down the list. This whole thing is in alphabetical order. And those are the uses that are acceptable.
AVS Media Demo.
If there is an S, it requires a specific use permit. And what that is we will hear it to see, because there's some
AVS Media Demo.
Not maybe the neighbors might object to whatever is being asked for if there are no objections. And I can't think of. But three
AVS Media Demo.
And it was because neighbors objected. It's usually pretty okay. But anyway, go down this list.
AVS Media Demo.
You can see what is acceptable in that zoning district. And just go all the way across every page. Thank God has the stuff on the top of the page.
AVS Media Demo.
Is there anything else? Sometimes visuals.
AVS Media Demo.
That's a little bit. Oh, thank you. When I started, I missed this.
Come here. You can hold the other end of this.
AVS Media Demo.
Notebook.
You have to forgive this ratty old map. It's old as dirt.
AVS Media Demo.
This is Llano and all the different districts. These are your residential districts, the SF designation. C, of course, is going to be
AVS Media Demo.
This is Central Business District.
Sorry.
This is the courthouse right here.
AVS Media Demo.
Do we have any more of these, Amy? Do we have any more of these maps? I know it's on the website, but
I also have one in my office.
AVS Media Demo.
And I did want to interject that what I do, and thank you, John is, and Amy, is our website has
AVS Media Demo.
In the last couple of years, and I go right to the website. You can see those big pieces of it. Like when I started, I had a workbook this thing.
AVS Media Demo.
AVS Media Demo. This really helps. And when you go on the website, and it's a little hard to navigate, and I know Amy is really good about
AVS Media Demo.
Guys into the tune. And I would bring my laptop here to kind of get familiar with
AVS Media Demo.
I needed all the education I needed. And Diana is, because she's been around since everything was black and white.
AVS Media Demo.
It's dinosaurs.
She invented planet zoning. Her history is phenomenal. And the way she
AVS Media Demo.
The overall appeal of Llano is wholeheartedly what this board needs to be, and I just wanted to share that.
AVS Media Demo.
This one is pretty easy to see where stuff is. And you know, there's not a lot of streets on it. This is 29 right here.
AVS Media Demo.
Central Courthouse is right here. I think kind of like this one. As you can tell, mine's been used and used and used.
And I can also...
AVS Media Demo.
Yes, I can set this up every time, and that way anybody that has questions...
You should do that when I started, and I found... And then
AVS Media Demo.
Well, usually by the time it gets here, Heather has really done her research and made sure that everybody applying for things knows what goes where.
AVS Media Demo. AVS Media Demo.
We're not going to have a test or anything.
No.
It's very helpful to know how to maneuver around.
AVS Media Demo.
Otherwise you're going on and you're like, I don't know where to start. So yeah. I can walk you through it and show you how to make it a lot easier for you.
AVS Media Demo.
And the other thing that is monumental in the website is their streets are labeled. Because
AVS Media Demo.
We have a phenomenally amount of streets with
that,
no labels.
That don't have
labels. Especially on the north side. I'm like, would they just like turn
AVS Media Demo.
But anyway, that website and your GPS will really
Google
help.
Google Maps knows where everything is.
Sort of, sometimes they...
AVS Media Demo.
Yes.
Keep that in mind when you're looking at the documentation that's handed to you when you drive around.
It seems off, maybe give it a call.
It's probably...
AVS Media Demo.
But sometimes it's really hard to find, even the Google Maps. I mean, especially on the north side, because it's very convoluted.
AVS Media Demo.
And the streets have been closed.
As long as we're talking about addresses, one thing I do really want to bring up is...
AVS Media Demo.
Meeting, we get an agenda. And if there are properties that are on the agenda that we need to do something, that the address is going to be there. Do not ever...
AVS Media Demo.
We've taken the 5 minutes to go look. Because we don't have any right to sit up here in judgment of our fellow citizens if we have not at least...
AVS Media Demo.
And it makes a huge difference.
Yes. It
really does. Looking at it on a piece of paper is not the same thing as seeing it in person. Mm-hmm. And when you're asking questions...
AVS Media Demo.
If you can just say something about... Is the trailer on still on this property or is it next door? It'll tell the people to get.
AVS Media Demo. You
know, sometimes it's handy, but anyway, don't be upset about this. Trust me, we will protect you. We will help you.
AVS Media Demo.
You just sort of follow our lead, and this is not complicated and it's not hard. It's just a case of putting your hands on it and using it. That's it.
AVS Media Demo.
We count on y'all, we depend on you, we trust you. And when it comes to us, whatever it is we have to decide, we...
AVS Media Demo.
I don't think since I've been on council have we done some... Unless somebody came to our meeting and had an argument...
AVS Media Demo.
...harder, they weren't at y'all's meeting, you know. You might remember, I don't remember.
I think there was once, and I think all the planning and zoning was on the board.
AVS Media Demo.
I love the way that we've got it set up. We have several layers of protection. Heather is the first line of defense. She really screens all these things and makes sure that's even a lot.
AVS Media Demo.
I do a little bit of that, and sometimes we'll go back and forth and make sure. For the most part, she's 99% of the time, it's like spot on. We might have a little back and forth.
AVS Media Demo.
We've really double-screened it. But this leads into one point I wanted to make, which is scope of authority. We all sit under the city council.
AVS Media Demo.
And so what all of this that happens here is a recommendation to council. You guys do the screening process, you know, put it forth.
AVS Media Demo.
Really nothing is approved and law until it comes before the council.
Yeah.
But like she said, it is serious that we do our
AVS Media Demo.
Very thorough, because by the time it gets to council, they don't want to look silly if a citizen comes up and goes, actually,
AVS Media Demo.
I go to first meeting, but we need to make sure that our city council.
Ryan, by the time it gets to council and it's gone.
AVS Media Demo.
We've done all the heavy lifting for council.
Yeah.
We've done the research, we've done the questions, we have fielded the questions, we have talked to anyone.
AVS Media Demo.
To speak about whatever the issue is. We've done all that ahead of time.
And we take a vote and make a recommendation, and the vote is a majority vote.
Yeah, and
AVS Media Demo.
then there is an appeal process to council, but if we deny something, council wouldn't do it.
That's rare.
AVS Media Demo.
There's a really good reason why we denied it, so.
Yeah.
Is that what you got?
John, okay. Do you have
yeah,
you
no,
want
I got just a few things. So,
okay. AVS Media Demo.
So, basically, in the process, when we get the packets from Amy during the week, whatever properties are there that are out support, we really want everybody to go look at
AVS Media Demo.
On the ground, so you kind of get a view, and then you can ask questions and all that. So, that's the one thing I want to make sure. The first place I would go and look on the administrative
AVS Media Demo.
Definitions. Of like all the different structures, because you get this chart here and it says a business trade school, and you're like, you think you know what that is, and then you look at the
definition. AVS Media Demo.
Yeah, exactly. So it's good to read those. Just read through them. It's easy. And then a lot of times, even the meeting, you know, I'll refer to the definitions so that we all know what we're talking about.
AVS Media Demo.
Sometimes the words that are here don't really match up with what our picture that is. Thirdly, what I want to say is that
AVS Media Demo.
So when we have folks that come to us and they're operating within the rules, you know, they're saying they want to put a
AVS Media Demo
on the, whatever that, and they're coming in or it's just over that and they're trying to get approved for a special use permit. We have rules here that specify
AVS Media Demo
done or not done. If there's a special use permit, then there's process that we go through for asking neighbors around that property. Whether anybody has an issue
AVS
with that,
Media Demo.
If there's no issues with that, normally we're okay because you can ask for us that special use permit and send it up. So what I'm saying is
AVS Media
the rules
Demo.
Are there, and if they're within the rules, then it's a pretty simple transaction for us to make that approval. And then, you know, and Heather does a great job of when the folks come
AVS
in,
Media Demo.
It's making sure that they, like, when they're submitting something to come before the commission, that they've done everything they're supposed to do, so we get everything that's complete.
AVS Media Demo.
So I think those are just things to keep in mind, because sometimes we get up here and we get tangled around whether this fits or anything else, and the person's doing something that's complete within the rules.
Yeah.
AVS Media Demo.
It's there, they want to do this, and they say it fits what's said in the zoning, we're good to go.
So typically, when you get
AVS Media Demo
for us, how long do we have to look? I mean, before we make a recommendation,
we can like for that particular
AVS Media Demo.
Once a month, is that right?
Right. We can come to that item and we could table it and say we don't think we have enough information to make that
AVS Media Demo.
We could table that particular item, send it back to Heather maybe and the person that brought it in. We've done that before.
AVS Media Demo.
We have a conflict.
Yeah, sometimes when the owner of the property doesn't show up and we have questions,
yeah,
we will
right.
table it because
AVS
we can't
Media
make a
Demo.
Decision without them informing us, and even Heather doesn't know the answer to that question. So we
not,
all see something different.
AVS Media Demo.
Decision within that meeting,
yeah.
So we can
yeah,
get it yeah. to council. And then you already enforce the fact that we're approving the action here to go to council for
AVS Media Demo.
So we can't approve someone's zoning for anything. So if some of the community's coming and saying, hey, I need you to this or whatever, no.
AVS Media Demo.
For that. So they'll look at it. And then now when we send them up something that's been checked and everything else, they're going to look on it favorably for approval.
Mm-hmm. AVS Media Demo.
Within our authority. Lastly, I think some of the challenges within Lionel currently as far as with zoning.
AVS Media Demo.
I mean, and I know the city council has a lot of this on their radar too, but for example, like general residential, you know,
AVS Media Demo.
Complexes and all those type of things. You know, Lionel has a severe shortage of rentals and everything else for people in our area that are affordable and everything else. And basically,
AVS Media Demo.
Where you can build something in general residential. I mean, you go, you know, the Lionel apartments over here. Or mm-hmm. So there's not. So hopefully,
AVS Media Demo.
The zoning component, like she was saying earlier, is so that you don't end up in a situation where your city is non-functional, right?
Yeah.
But
AVS Media Demo.
That, you know, we can have some good input into, you know, the future growth of Lionel and how you plan out and zone things to where. You know,
AVS Media Demo.
And puts things where you need them, and is really good for our citizens too. So, and that's really all I have. And also, I just wanted to welcome.
AVS Media Demo.
It's a good job. It's a good interaction with the community, and if you keep that positiveness about it.
AVS Media Demo.
If there is a difficult situation, or if there is, you know, some heated discussion or whatever,
there's only two or three people that said, "Are you nuts?"
AVS Media Demo.
It really is about the city. It really is about the city of Atlanta and the people of Atlanta.
Absolutely.
So
we don't have a lot of drama.
Yeah, we don't. So.
AVS Media Demo.
I'm very glad that both of you volunteered and put your names up there, and very thankful that you're on the commission. So.
Agreed. Thank you very much.
AVS Media Demo.
If not, I'm going to move to adjourn.
Just email.